Then there's the whole theater thing going on too. At that time, you had like Academy Theater. Early on, was doing they weren't BNs. They called them what the hell were they called?
Happenings.
They were doing happenings. I was with the Actors and Writers Workshop, which was children's theater, but we didn't do children's theater. We were just children. That was Rob Walter Roberts and. You know, Eric Roberts.
Yeah. So we had the arts in that area.
Yeah. Like and Steve crazy. Bush. Steve Bush with the Atlanta Informational Theater, which was the Guerrilla Theater. Uh-huh. That was a hoot, because he was very structured. He wrote these musicals that he had us doing. I think the first time I took acid, we were doing one of the performances, and I went completely up on stage. I don't know what I was saying, and people helping me out, and Lyndon and Ron.
Did that have anything to do with that musical about Maddox?
No, that was done over at the Red, White, and Maddox.
Yeah.
That was over at the where the Academy Theater moved to at some point, but it was the center stage then. You owe your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness to the USA. So give your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. He's calling every day. That's from the musical that Steve Bush had wrote, who moved to Canada to get out of the draft, which messed up that theater.
Yeah.
I remember Jim Garris and Dan Akron were doing a little skit where Dan was burning his draft card and Jim Garris came and arrested him. And this was at George Ellis' theater when it was still at the festival, when it was downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Like way downtown, Lucky Street. And all these people are, Dan, Jim, you're friends. What are you doing? Because it was so incestuous back then. It wasn't like, this is a great statement or anything. You know, everybody knew everybody. And it was kind of ridiculous guerrilla theater.
Nowadays, it's not only illegal to burn your draft card, which supposedly are meaningless,
right?
But it's illegal to burn a replica or
is
reproduction
really?
Of.
Huh.
That I wonder why they made that change in the law, that they felt the need. That
probably the same reason they have the law about enemy combatants, so that they can put you in jail for a really long time for nothing.
Yeah.
Like if George Bush said, you're an enemy combatant, that's all he has to say.
Right.
And they can put you away until the war is over.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to go to jail until the war is over, because...
Never-ending
war. The war on terror.
Yeah. It's like...
Nebulous. That's like the war on poverty.
Yes. It's like 1984. So strange.
Verbatim. You know?
Endless war.
War is peace. You know, everything they say is mm-hmm. verbatim.
Yeah, I found a neat term.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the German idea when the Third Reich took over, that everything was focused on the Reich's way, from the merest nursery rhymes, ads, anything is pointed on our point of view. It felt like that was Karl Rove's playbook. Ein Reich.
Oh, hell yes. So this one may last for 1,000 years. Did you know that 40% of Americans have never lived under administration that wasn't a Clinton or a Bush? Then if you throw in Bush Sr.'s vice presidency,
yeah.
And if Hillary gets elected twice, that'll be like 37 years under Bush's and Clinton's.
You know, the same families, basically.
Yeah.
Our country. And there's hardly any place to run now.
Yeah. Nobody wants us.
Yeah.